Good afternoon and welcome to the Bean Report, brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. Production specialist Kristen Podolsky joins us today. Kristen, let's talk about soybean maturity. What are crops looking like in Manitoba right now?
Well, overall, we are on track to ahead of maturity if we compare it to the past 2 years. In fact, some parts of the province are at over 110% of normal heat accumulation, which has really brought the soybean crops into maturity. So a lot of fields are still green, so they're in the full seed stage. And this is about 2 weeks to physiological maturity. So we're still going to need some warm weather to bring the green soybean crops to maturity. Although that being said, there are many fields that are turning yellow. And as soon as fields begin to turn yellow and they have at least one brown pod on the main stem, they've reached physiological maturity. And that's the stage where we want to reach to be safe from frost. And once the fields have yellowed off and we're starting to see brown pods, we're probably about 2 weeks from harvest. And there has been the odd report and observation of some fields already turning brown, and that's corresponding to very early planting, that as we saw this spring, and also the earlier varieties. And so I wouldn't be surprised to see some of these fields harvested around September 10th this year.
So then looking ahead to harvest, what are some things that producers should be keeping in mind or considering?
Well, there's been a few cases this year, a few weather events that may have some implications for harvest. So the first being the hail damage that we've seen periodically throughout the growing season, even just last week. Some areas near Altona and Plum Coulee saw some hail damage. And this has happened at various times throughout the growing season. So one concern we may have there is delayed maturity, especially for the soybean crops that were affected earlier in the season, like back in July. We may see some shorter crops that are set back a little bit. So just keeping an eye on maturity, we may even see some variable maturity within the field and pods closer to the ground. The other thing is areas that have had very good moisture, we're seeing very tall beans with lots of vegetative growth. And last week's storms brought fairly heavy winds, and so we're starting to see some lodging, which could have some implications for harvest. So just keeping those things in mind. But the good moisture in some areas is also resulting in some good yield potential. And now is the time for growers and agronomists to get out there and they could look at maturity and also look at yield potential. We have a mobile app that allows growers and agronomists to plug in things like pods per plant, seeds per pod, and estimate soybean yield. On average, I'm seeing anywhere from 20 to 30 pods per plant on average. But that's going to be quite variable. We probably will see some variable yields this year. Just with all the weather events, some areas have had excess moisture, some have had not enough moisture, and we've seen the hail damage. So we'll see in the next few weeks.
All right, thanks, Kristen. Kristen Podolsky is a production specialist with Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. The Bean Report is brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. You can find out more at manitobapulse.ca.